All right, welcome back everybody for another deep dive.
Yeah.
So today we're going deep on Candace Cameron Bure.
Ooh, exciting.
Yeah, so obviously we all know her from Full House.
Right.
But we're going to go beyond the sitcom.
Okay.
And really look at her career, especially that commitment she has to faith-based entertainment, you know?
Yeah.
We've got articles, we've got interviews, everything from Christian culture news to pieces on her faith, how she chooses her roles.
Interesting.
And even some hints about what might be coming up next.
Ooh, I love that. I love the future stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm looking forward to that.
It's really interesting to look at this and see that it's not just like a random collection of roles.
No.
It's a very deliberate path that she's kind of carved out for herself.
Absolutely.
Especially in an industry that, you know, isn't exactly known for embracing traditional values.
So a tough industry, yeah, for sure.
Totally. And it kind of makes you think, how did that little girl from Full House become this force in family-friendly media?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a question a lot of people are interested in.
Speaking of Full House.
Yes.
Did you know that her brother is Kirk Cameron?
Oh, of course. Yeah. Growing pains.
Yeah, that's right. So you have these two siblings, both in the entertainment industry.
Yeah.
Both very outspoken about their faith.
Mm-hmm.
It makes you wonder, did growing up in that kind of environment, where faith was obviously important, kind of plant the seeds for the kind of career choices they both made?
That's a great point. I think, you know, when you're surrounded by something from a young age, it really shapes your worldview and the decisions you make, even in your career, you know?
Okay, let's unpack this a bit. Mm-hmm. Full House, it was huge in the late 80s, early 90s.
There was.
And it's had this crazy staying power. You know, they brought it back with Fuller House.
That's right.
So what do you think it was about that show that resonated with people? And how did it shape yours early career, do you think?
Well, I think back then, you know, TV was starting to get a bit edgier, you know, and Full House offered this, this like safe, heartwarming space.
Yeah.
It was all about family, love, you know, those feel good moments.
Yeah.
And for Bure, I think starring as DJ Tanner.
Yeah.
It wasn't just a role. It was almost like stepping into a world that reflected the values she was already growing up with, you know?
Absolutely.
That traditional family structure, those moral lessons, I think it really resonated with her.
It's almost like that show was a training ground for the kind of career she'd build later on.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it wasn't all smooth sailing, right?
Yeah.
I mean, she had that kind of wild child phase in her teens before rediscovering her faith.
Exactly. And she's talked about this period as a real turning point, you know?
Yeah.
It wasn't just about religion for her. It was about, like, figuring out who she was and what she stood for and those values, things like forgiveness and putting family first. They became, like, the bedrock of her life and ultimately, I think, her career as well.
It's really interesting because you see that reflected in her personal life, too.
Absolutely.
She's been super open about how faith plays a role in her marriage and raising her kids.
Yes.
It's not just a Sunday thing for her. It's woven into like everything she does.
It seems that way. Yeah.
And you know, it's interesting because then you start to look at her career choices.
Yeah.
And it's like, especially those Hallmark movies.
Right.
There's this consistent thread of love, hope, redemption. It's not just entertainment.
It's
like she's putting her values on screen.
Absolutely. I think it's her way of, you know, sharing her beliefs with the world in a way.
Mm-hmm.
But some people would say, you know, that those roles are all kind of similar.
Well, yeah. And some critics have said that, you know.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
That it's that she's playing it safe.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? Is it about playing to her strengths or could it be, you know, limiting her as an actress?
That's a great question. And I think there's definitely a Candace Cameron Bure type. You know, that wholesome girl next door vibe.
Right.
But is that a conscious choice or a constraint of the genre? Mm-hmm. You know, it's hard to say. Maybe she sees it as a way to stay true to her values and still have a successful career.
Right.
And let's be honest, it's a tough industry and she's found a niche that works for her, you know?
Yeah.
And that's commendable in itself, I think.
And she's not just acting anymore. She's producing, too.
Oh, that's right.
Which must give her even more control, right?
Absolutely. I think she founded her own production company, Candy Rock Entertainment.
Okay, yeah.
And it shows that she's not just waiting for roles to come her way. She's creating opportunities for herself and probably for other actors who share her vision, you know?
That's huge. It's not just about acting anymore. It's about shaping the kind of entertainment.
It's about creating a platform for the kind of stories she wants to tell.
That's out there, yeah. But let's not forget, Hallmark is a very specific audience.
Yeah.
Do you think she's ever felt pressure to kind of break out of that mold,
mm-hmm.
take on more edgy roles to prove her range, do you think?
That's a really interesting point, because she's definitely faced criticism for sticking to this kind of safer roles.
Yeah.
Some see it as a lack of ambition. Others see it as a strategic decision.
Yeah.
It's hard to know what her motivations are, but maybe it's a bit of both.
So she's built this career on wholesome entertainment.
Yes.
And faith-based values.
Absolutely.
But Hollywood can be a tough place, right?
It can.
Especially if you're vocal about your beliefs.
Especially then, yeah.
What kind of pushback has she faced, do you think?
Well, I think she's definitely been in the hot seat for some of her views,
yeah.
particularly those on traditional marriage, you know?
Yeah.
That's something that's led to some pretty intense criticism, even accusations of being out of touch with modern society. It's got to be tough to stand your ground when you know it might cost you fans or opportunities.
It could be hard.
Yeah, it takes a lot of courage.
But she doesn't seem to back down.
Right, and that's admirable.
She's always engaging in those conversations.
Yeah.
Even when they get heated.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like her faith gives her this strength to face the critics head on.
I think that's a big part of it, you know?
Yeah.
It's not just talking about faith, it's living it out loud even when it's uncomfortable. And that's a powerful message.
Yeah.
Especially for, you know, maybe younger people who might be struggling to reconcile their own faith with the pressures of the world.
Speaking of reconciling faith with the real world.
Okay.
Let's talk about her book, Balancing It All.
Yes.
It's aimed at working mothers.
Right.
And it really resonated with a lot of people.
It did. It was very popular.
So what makes this book so special?
Mm-hmm.
And how does it connect back to her faith?
Well, what I find fascinating about this book is it goes beyond like typical how-to advice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it acknowledges the struggle so many women face, trying to be a great mom,
right.
a successful professional, and still have some semblance of a personal life.
Yeah.
And she weaves in her faith not as a set of rules, but as a source of strength and guidance mm-hmm. in those overwhelming moments, you know?
It's like she's saying, hey, I'm going through this too, and here's what helps me.
Exactly.
And that's got to be so relatable for her readers.
Oh, absolutely. Especially those who share her faith.
Yeah.
It's like finding that common ground, that shared experience.
Right, right.
It's not just about practical tips. It's about finding that inner peace and strength, even when life feels like it's spinning out of control.
Yeah.
And that ties back to that core message of faith as a guiding force in her life.
It does. It really does.
You know? And it's interesting because, like, while balancing it all is very personal,
yeah.
it also kind of speaks to a broader conversation
right.
about women's roles, expectations,
mm-hmm.
you know, that whole idea of having it all. And it's not always easy.
Right. Right. And then you have her other book.
Yeah.
Staying Stylish.
Yes.
It's about fashion. Sure.
Mm-hmm.
But also, you know, self-love, confidence.
Right.
So how does that fit in, especially with those Hollywood pressures to kind of conform?
Right. Yeah. Because you have this potential conflict, right?
Yeah.
Hollywood's all about image.
Mm-hmm.
And faith often like emphasizes inner beauty
yeah.
over outward appearance.
Right.
But with Staying Stylish, it's like she's saying, look, you can care about your appearance
yeah.
and still be grounded in your values.
Mm-hmm.
It's about expressing yourself authentically.
Right.
Not trying to fit into someone else's mold.
I love that. It's like she's taking back that idea of style.
Yeah.
And making it about self-expression,
right.
not just trends or, you know,
exactly.
seeking validation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like
that's a powerful message, especially for young women who are like bombarded with these unrealistic beauty standards, you know?
Oh, absolutely. And I think it's so important, especially in today's world.
Yeah.
Where social media plays such a huge role.
Totally.
So it's about finding that balance, you know,
yeah.
taking care of yourself without getting caught up in the superficiality.
Okay, so she's writing books, she's producing, she's starring in Hallmark hits.
She's busy.
She's built this whole thing, this mm-hmm. like mini empire around her brand of wholesomeness.
Right.
But let's be real, not everyone loves Candace Cameron Bure.
That's true. You can't please everyone.
There's a whole segment of the population who find her views a bit too traditional.
Right.
So how has she handled that criticism, that pushback,
mm-hmm.
especially in a world that can be so quick to cancel people? you know?
It's a good question. And she's definitely been like a lightning rod for controversy.
Yeah.
Especially around her stance on traditional marriage.
Yeah.
And she hasn't shied away from those debates.
Right.
She engages, she defends her beliefs, but she also tries to do it respectfully.
It's like she's not afraid to have those tough conversations, mm-hmm. even if it means, like, you know, alienating some people.
Right.
So is that a risky strategy, do you think, in today's climate?
I think it's definitely a tightrope walk, you know?
Yeah.
On one hand, she's staying true to her convictions.
Right.
On the other hand, she risks being labeled, you know, intolerant, out of touch.
Right, right.
But maybe she's decided that authenticity is more important than pleasing everyone.
Yeah, I mean.
And it's a bold move, you know?
It is.
It makes her stand out.
Totally. And it's refreshing.
In an industry where people often shy away from anything controversial, it's
right.
like she's saying, this is who I am, take it or leave it.
And there's a certain power in that.
Absolutely.
To just own it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it's refreshing.
It is. And it goes back to that idea of faith being this driving force.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just about the words. It's about living it, even when it's hard.
Right. It's about action.
It makes me think about her social media.
Yeah.
She's got a huge following. Very active.
Oh, yeah.
So how does she use those platforms?
Mm.
Is it to connect, build community? Like, how's she doing it?
She's incredibly savvy with social media, I think.
Yeah.
And it's not just about promoting her projects, you know?
Right.
It's about sharing her life, her family, her faith, her struggles, her joys.
Yeah.
It creates this sense of intimacy and authenticity that you don't always get with celebrities.
It's like she's inviting people in.
Yeah.
Saying, hey, I'm just be a regular person trying to figure things out like you.
Exactly. And that relatability is huge.
Yeah.
It's a big part of her appeal. She's not afraid to be vulnerable.
Right.
Show her flaws, and that makes her seem more human, more approachable.
Yeah.
And it creates this bond with her fans who feel like they know her.
It's interesting, though, because that level of openness
mm-hmm.
also makes her a target.
Yes. That's the downside.
People feel like they have a right to weigh in on everything.
Right. It's a double-edged sword.
Every decision, every opinion.
Yeah.
So how has she navigated that, especially when it comes to negative comments on online bullying?
It can't be easy, you know?
No.
Imagine having millions of people scrutinizing your every move, every word.
Right.
She's definitely faced her share of negativity, especially when she expresses views that, you know,
yeah.
don't align with popular opinion.
Right.
But she seems to handle it with grace, you know?
She does.
She's not afraid to engage, to clarify her stance, but she rarely gets dragged into those nasty online battles.
How does she do it?
It's a delicate balance, I think.
Yeah.
She wants to be open, authentic,
yeah.
but she also has to protect herself from the toxicity that
yeah.
can come with online fame.
Right. Yeah.
So maybe it's her faith that gives her that inner strength.
Right.
You know,
rise above.
That ability to rise above the negativity and focus on the positive.
Okay. So she's got this strong faith,
mm-hmm.
successful career, loving family.
It's a good life.
It all seems pretty idyllic.
Right.
But nobody's life is perfect.
No, definitely not.
So has she ever talked about those challenges?
Mm-hmm.
Balancing it all, the pressure of the public eye.
Yeah.
Does it take a toll on her personal life, you know?
I think she's definitely hinted at the struggles.
Hmm.
In her book, she talks about that guilt.
Oh, yeah.
Working mothers often feel the
yeah.
pressure to be everything to everyone.
Mm.
And in interviews, she's admitted that fame isn't always glamorous, you know?
Yeah. Right.
It comes with a lot of scrutiny.
Hmm.
A loss of privacy.
So behind the picture perfect Instagram posts
yeah.
and the heartwarming Hallmark movies,
mm-hmm.
there's this real person.
Right. There's a human being there.
Dealing with real life issues.
Absolutely.
Good reminder that we shouldn't compare ourselves to those curated images, you know?
Oh, absolutely. It's so easy to get caught up in the highlight reel
yeah.
and forget that everyone has their struggles, their doubts,
right.
their moments of weakness.
Yeah. Cameron Bure is no exception.
Nobody is.
Okay, so we've talked about her faith, her family, her career,
mm-hmm.
the good, the bad.
The whole picture.
But what about the future?
Ooh, good question.
Where do you see her career going from here?
Mm-hmm.
Is it Hallmark forever, or is she branching out, exploring new things?
Yeah, it feels like she's at a crossroads, right?
It does.
She's had incredible success with Hallmark,
mm-hmm.
but there's always that question, like, what's next?
Totally, totally. I mean...
Yeah, where does she go from here?
Where does she go? Right. Could she, like, transition back to mainstream Hollywood?
It's possible. Maybe take on more dramatic roles, explore different genres.
Yeah. Or will she stick with that, you know, family-friendly entertainment, maybe produce more faith-based content? Like, I don't know.
Right. Maybe she expands her production company.
Yeah, and becomes this, like, mogul.
Yeah, exactly. The Candace Cameron Bure Network.
Right, right. But I do wonder if she feels any pressure.
I think so.
To, like, prove herself outside of that Hallmark bubble.
Yeah.
It's like she's built this amazing career, but some people still see her as just a Hallmark actress.
Right, and there's definitely, like, a stigma attached to Hallmark.
Yeah.
This perception that it's all, you know, saccharine sweet and predictable.
Yeah.
But maybe she's challenging that perception, showing that you can create quality entertainment that's also wholesome and uplifting.
And, you know, it is a tough industry.
Oh, incredibly tough.
It's not just about talent.
No.
It's about navigating all those politics, expectations, trends that are constantly changing.
Right, and it's a lot of pressure.
It is. So how do you think her faith has kind of helped her through all that?
Well, it seems like her faith provides, like, this grounding force for her,
yeah,
this sense of purpose that goes beyond, you know, fame and fortune.
Right, yeah.
It's about using her platform to, you know, spread positivity, uplift others, inspire people.
Yeah, and that's pretty powerful, especially in an industry that can be so focused on ego and competition.
Absolutely. And I think she's found a way to reconcile her ambition with her values.
Yeah, it's like she wants to be successful, but she also wants to make a difference. And she's doing it on her own terms, which is pretty amazing.
It really is. It's inspiring, actually.
It is inspiring.
It shows that you don't have to compromise your beliefs to achieve your goals.
Totally.
You can create your own path, define your own success, and use your talents to, you know,
yeah,
make the world a better place.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into the world of Candace Cameron Bure,
yeah,
what are your final thoughts? What makes her story so compelling? And what can we all learn from her, do you think?
I think it's her authenticity, you know?
Mm-hmm.
She's not afraid to be herself,
yeah,
to stand up for what she believes in, even when it's unpopular.
Right.
And that's such a powerful message in a world that often pressures us to conform.
It is. It's like she's giving us permission to embrace our own individuality.
Exactly.
To live our truth and use our voices to make a positive impact.
And that's a legacy worth celebrating.
It is.
Candace Cameron Bure's story is a testament to the power of faith, family, and the courage to stay true to yourself.
No matter what, yeah.
No matter what challenges you face.
Well, on that note, I think we'll wrap up this deep dive.
Sounds good.
Thanks for joining us as we explored this fascinating world of Candace Cameron Bure.
Mm.
Hopefully you gained some new insights.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit of inspiration.
I think so.
From her remarkable journey.
It's been a pleasure.
It has.
Diving deep with you.
Thanks for joining us.
Until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, keep seeking out those stories that, you know, make you think and inspire you to live your best life.
Thanks, everybody, for tuning in.